of God can reach others through our hands.
Oh, yes.
So that is the purpose. If you are working to help one another and help other people, God can use you to reach other people. That is our job, people, to reach each other for the glory of God. This is all about God. This is not about us. We are just players in this game. So we got to learn our position and play our part. Do what you are called to do. If it's sing, sing for the glory of God. Because you never know who is watching you and who have a desire to do the same thing you do. If it's preaching, preach the real word of God. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't make it palatable. Just tell the truth. And the truth will set you free. It will free your mind. Amen. If you're going to preach, preach the word of God. If you're going to be a sweeper in the house of God or a janitor in the church of God, do it to the glory of God, because somebody will see you, especially God. Amen. Praise the Lord. In conclusion, the purpose of servanthood is so God can reach others through our hands. So that's a rule of thumb to remember. It's in order to reach somebody else. The Bible says that the service we provide not only meets needs, but expresses thanks to God and leads others to praise God. So we have a job, people. When we do become good servants of God, it's to provide and meet needs, but it's also to express thanks to God and lead others to praise God by your willingness and servanthood. The Bible also says that service builds up the body of Christ. So you're not in this alone. When you are becoming a servant of Almighty God, you're building up the body of Christ. And when I say the body, I mean the whole church body. Every individual in the church can be built up by how well you serve God, how committed you are to serving the Almighty God, how kind and humble you are through your service to God. All these things build up the house of God, and it builds up the people of God. You know, we are in this phrase, this catchphrase now, where we're all in this together, like that suddenly became something we all realized. Well, some of us did start to realize that we are all in this together. We all need God in order to make heaven our home. We cannot do this singly. So the same thing in the house of God. Let us always be mindful of our intentions when we pursue, perform, and accomplish anything in our lives. Let us always be mindful of our intentions. Know what the intentions of your heart are. What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to say? That's why the word of God say God judges the intentions and motivations of the heart. So therefore, your heart has to be in the right position to get the right results. Amen. We yes, cannot Lord. Do anything with our own self interest. It will only last for a season, and it will fall to the ground. If you are doing something with the intention of raising up a standard of God and raising up people, you will always find success. Amen. But be it a short plan or a strategic project, we only become great when the intention is pure and the motives are real. To love God and neighbors, to serve God and your neighbor. Amen.
Amen.
That is the only time you are going to have real success. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You might have a facsimile, something that look like success, that sounds like success, but it's only for a season. Have you noticed that some people come on the scene for 1 or 2 days, or a ministry come up 1 or 2 days, and after a while, nobody hears anything about them? That make you think, what was their intentions? What was their motive? What was the objective? Who were they trying to reach? Were they trying to uplift God, or were they trying to uplift self? Amen. So be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And always remember, everybody has a gift. Everybody is a servant. God called us. He said he did. He called all of us to be servants, to help somebody else, to promote someone else, and to love people. That's what God wants all us to do. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.
Amen. I am Pastor Tyler Paul, and I will be doing the prayer this morning. I ask you to go with me to the throne of grace and mercy for such a time as this, so we can go to our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will give us all things according to John 16 and 23. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to do all things that I ask for each of us according to John 14 and 14. I am thankful for this day, for this is the day you have made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and it allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace. I am thankful for the power of the blood of Jesus of Nazareth that protects, it cleanses, it heals, it delivers, it redeems, and it justifies us so that we can make all things new. Heavenly Father, your word says, whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all evil, wicked demons, lying, unclean, tormenting, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I apply the blood of Jesus of Nazareth over our homes, according to Exodus 12 and 7. I apply the blood of Jesus over every window and doors of our home. I apply the blood of Jesus over all the contents of our home. I apply the blood of Jesus over all who enter in or exit out of our homes. Thank you, Lord, for our homes and the blood of Jesus over them. I apply the blood of Jesus over us as a witness. So, you, wherever you go, a city on a hill that cannot be hid, we will not hide our light under a bushel, but we will let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify your Heavenly Father. We will give light to all those in our homes and our surroundings, according to Matthew 5, 16, and 17. Thank you, Lord, for our ministers and the blood of Jesus over them. I apply the blood of Jesus over our businesses and our jobs. I apply the blood of Jesus over our finances and possessions. I apply the blood of Jesus over our bills and our checking account, our savings account. I apply the blood of Jesus over all of our possessions and everything that we have and everything we will have. Thank you, Lord, for our finances and possessions and the blood of Jesus over them. I declare and decree where the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan cannot enter in, according to Hebrews 10, 4 to 3. And I confess now that Jesus is Lord over our families, our churches, our finances, our businesses, jobs, possessions, no sickness or poverty, not death, not problems, but Jesus is Lord over our families and all our lives. And where the power is presence of Jesus, sickness, poverty, problems, and death cannot remain. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven, according to Matthew 24 and 35, that your will endures, according to Psalms 118 and 1, that your grace is sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12:9. We thank you for your angels and for your protection around us, according to Psalms 91, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life in Revelation 21:27, that everyone in our household are saved, according to Acts 16:33-31. For your righteousness that is imparted to us according, I am thankful for the Lord, according to Proverbs 20:27. We thank you, Lord, that you sanctify us daily in your word. I thank you, Lord, that we will sacrifice to you daily. And I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your presence, which passes all understanding, according to your word. Your peace will pass all understanding. So we thank you right now, Lord, that the battle is not ours, but it is yours. So we come to you, Lord God, confessing the word of God. We thank you for revelation and knowledge. We have become such a solid rock that the gates of hell, knowing the battle, so that the gates of hell cannot prevail against me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every battle, every problem we face, knowing that the parts, the pebbles to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to prevail against it. Each and every battle is an opportunity to take root so that we can bear fruit. We know that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form in imperfect men and women, wanting nothing. But thank you that we can ask for whatever we will, as long as it is connected to your vine. We have the petitions we ask for. Thank you, Father, for provisions, as you supply all our needs according to the riches of glory. Thank you for your divine presence. Thank you, Lord, for your riches and glory. Thank you, Lord, for your healing, past and present, in our future. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Rophi. We thank you, Lord, that you are for divine help. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the grass, the air, the water, plants, flowers, animals, the mountains. And we praise you, Lord, for the valleys and all other things you created for us. We are so often taken for granted. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kind of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues, according to 1 Corinthians 12:8. Thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to your word. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the light, according to the word of God, the doors. You are the good shepherd, the great shepherd. You are our Redeemer, and we bless your name today, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry, And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-622.